This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. This coming Tuesday, most political eyes will be on the state of Massachusetts as Republican Scott Brown holds a surprising small lead over Democratic nominee Martha Coakley in the race to fill the seat vacated by the death of longtime Senator Ted Kennedy. Martha Coakley has been criticized for a number of comments made late in the campaign, including one about shaking hands with folks outside Fenway Park. But the one that's got some social conservatives and those in the medical profession very concerned is her apparent opposition to conscience clauses for medical personnel, including those who have moral and religious objections to performing abortions or handing out contraceptives. In fact, in an interview in a Massachusetts radio station, Coakley suggested that those with moral conscience issues, with issues like abortion, perhaps shouldn't work in an emergency room. With me now to talk about that and the message that it sends is Dr. Donna Harrison, president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. And Dr. Harrison, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
What do you make of the Attorney General's comments on who ought to be in an emergency room and whether or not folks should have the option to refuse such procedures?
Well, the American Association of Pro-Life OBGYN stands behind any doctor who practices Hippocratic medicine, because doctors who have taken the Hippocratic Oath have vowed not to kill their patients. And I can't imagine practicing in a country that would try to force Hippocratic doctors to violate their conscience and do something that they believe could take the life of one of their patients.
What kind of pressure are pro-life physicians under these days as a result of abortion and other controversial issues?
Well, one of the major thrusts of the current administration has been to limit rights of conscience. And despite the rhetoric, there is increasing pressure at a professional level for doctors to be forced to perform or refer abortions. In fact, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology a couple years ago issued what was called Ethics Statement 385, which said that a pro-life doctor should relocate their practice next to someone who performs abortions if they themselves don't. This is ridiculous, and in no other situation in medicine are doctors forced to perform or refer procedures for which they think is not good for their patients. And by not good, I mean it's clear in the medical literature that abortion is associated with premature birth and subsequent pregnancies. It's associated with an increased risk of suicide and substance abuse and major depression. And in certain subset of women, it is associated with an increase in breast cancer in women who abort their first pregnancy and then delay further childbearing. So these are real medical risks to women, and pro-life doctors don't refer for abortion because it's not good for women and it's also lethal for their unborn child.
What type of pressure are most pro-life doctors under these days, and are we going to see some of them driven out of the profession because they'll be forced to perform these sorts of measures?
Well, I'm currently at our annual clinical meeting where we just underwent a presentation by a lawyer who said that the threat of malpractice for doctors who do not perform is there because of ACOG Ethics Statement 385. So we have our professional body who is basically throwing us to the wolves and saying, go ahead and sue these doctors who refuse to perform or refer. And it's a situation that puts the whole country at risk of being understaffed, especially in OB-GYN, because if you look at the providers of health care, many of them are Catholic hospitals and many of them are Catholic facilities. Now, APLOG is not Catholic per se. We are not a religious organization at all. But we do have members who are Catholic as well as members who are Protestant and Hindu and Muslim. And all of us are at risk if one of us are at risk. So when we look at targeting a group of doctors because they want to do good conscientious medicine for their patients, all of us who want to do conscientious medicine for our patients are at risk.
In defending her position on that same radio program, Dr. Harrison, Mrs. Coakley, Attorney General Coakley, tried to defend it by saying that there's a separation of church and state. How does that infiltrate the hospital?
Well, I would hope that we look at Hippocratic medicine, which has been around since the time of Hippocrates. And Hippocrates says, for those physicians who take their Hippocratic oath seriously, that we will first do no harm to our patients. And that is not something that's limited to even Christian religions. There are many Muslims, Jews, Hindus, who also have taken the Hippocratic Oath. and who have said, we will not harm our patients. That's not what we're in medicine about.
What is the next battlefront, the next fight in this war? Are we going to see further action by the administration or the earlier executive orders about as far as they're likely to go?
Well, my understanding of the health care bill that is currently has been passed by the Senate is that it weakens conscience protections. And we are hoping that our senators and congressmen will do the right thing and not do anything or pass any kind of health care legislation that will weaken the already very weak and minimal conscience protections that we have. We need protections of conscience in any health care reform.
And I don't know how much political advice you give, but what caution would you give to voters who hear politicians advocating this position?
I don't give any political advice other than to say be very informed about who's voting for what, and don't look just at the rhetoric, but look at what actually is being voted for.
Dr. Harrison, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Donna Harrison is president of the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.